Health Topics Tuesday, again sponsored by Star Valley Health this morning on SVI Media. And today, Bren Lowe, CEO of Star Valley Health, is joining us today. Good morning, Bren. Of course, still trying to feel our way through these uncharted waters of COVID-19, but some news coming out from the state last week that the governor was going to relax some restrictions, and that included elective surgeries and elective procedures at medical centers. So what does that mean for Star Valley Health, Bren, now that you have the option to start doing some of these services once again in-house?
Yeah, for Star Valley Health and really the community of Star Valley, we realize that there's a lot of care that's been delayed. There are chronic conditions that need managed, and over these last couple months, you know, people have just really pushed off those much needed procedures and surgeries and just everyday management of care. You know, there's a couple of statistics out there that are noteworthy. And one of those is that 29% of adults have avoided medical care during this time. This is one of the most shocking statistics is that there's been across the country a 38% decline in the number of patients that have presented for heart attacks. So it's really this COVID event has really changed the way that people receive care, and there's a lot of care that's been delayed. And so with the state following the guidelines from Medicare and the CDC on relieving some of those guidelines, it really allows that backlog of care and needs to be met. And so for Star Valley Health, it's approximately 90 plus people that have been waiting for elective surgeries. And so we recognize that the virus is still out there, but you know, a clinic and a hospital, they're among some of the safest places that one can visit during this time. And there's several reasons for that. One is if they're getting an outpatient visit, a lot of our care is still being provided through virtual visits or telehealth. Another thing is we screen all of our visitors for symptoms of COVID. All of our employees are wearing masks, and in particular, as it's related to elective surgeries, when somebody's scheduled for an elective surgery now, they receive the same great care. There's just some differences. And so some of those differences are that, you know, if somebody has a case scheduled, they'll be asked to self-isolate or self-quarantine in advance of that procedure. And then approximately 2 or 3 days before that procedure, all surgical patients will receive a COVID test just a couple of days before that procedure, just to make sure that they're not positive for the virus.
Bren, as Star Valley Health gets back into this transition of being able to allow some of these elective surgeries and procedures, what kind of process are you taking? You mentioned some of the the testing and screenings and that type of thing, but are you going back to the full schedule right out of the gate? Are you kind of easing into it? What's that transition period like?
It's really a step-by-step approach, and so there's been guidelines that have been put out by the state and also the federal government as far as just assessing your testing supplies, your personal protective equipment supplies, so make sure that those are adequate. It is progressive as far as the cases are slowly added on. So, for example, next week we may be up to 50% of our normal capacity, and then over the next few months we'll slowly get up to where we were prior to that. And the reason for that is really we're running what I would call parallel paths, and so we're providing the everyday care that people need and that they've been delaying during this time. But then also there's the parallel path of making sure that we stay prepared to manage COVID cases because the virus is still out there. And so we never want to compromise, and we won't compromise our capacity to take care of COVID patients if a surge were to happen. But we want to make sure that people get the care that they've been delaying.
Brent Lowe, CEO of Star Valley Health, with our Health Topics Tuesday this morning, talking about the transition back into elective surgeries and elective procedures at Star Valley Health. It's all part of the weekday wake-up on the SVI Radio Network.